Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on? You're on In Connection Podcast. This is Primo. How's everybody feeling? Thank you guys for tuning in to In Connection Podcast. Hope everybody's doing good. Happy Saturday. Yes, sir. So, yes, today, kicking back, I got a special guest in the building, here in the spot, at the house, chilling out with Mr. Primo here. Gracias for coming over. I got Mr. Love Machine. What up, Love Machine? How you feeling?
What's cracking, Primo? Thank you for having me here. Máquina de amor. Yeah, hey, thanks for bringing me out here. Great hospitality. Thank you, dog. You took me and the family in and right here hooking up the tacos.
Yeah,
Just watched the fight with
Jojo
and Henny. It was a good ass fight, man.
Yeah, I think I like that fight with me and the Henny.
Oh man, the Henny's a knockout, dog.
Yeah, no, for sure. Salute to you, Love Machine. Muchas gracias, for sure. You know, as far as like what we got going is, you know, just being people, being, you know, humans, and you know, I feel that hospitality is just, you know, what I grew up, how we grew up, man. And
hell,
you know,
yeah,
what I mean? So
hell,
for me,
yeah,
it's a big deal. It's always good to have people over. We enjoy some food, some good music, and a good talk. Shit, you know, we always talking shit.
Yeah, we gotta shoot the shit, player. And one more thing, thank you for the hat, dog. This badass Con Ganas hat.
Yeah.
Oh man, with the business right here.
Man, it's all love. It's all love.
Get all the chicks with this one right here.
Yeah.
I got an open relationship. I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Nah. I opened the door and kicked my lady out of the relationship. Just playing, babe, I love you. I'm just joking.
It's an open relationship like a motherfucker, right?
I opened the door, ya la verga. That's my boo right there.
Nah, that's good, man.
Hey, you gotta have a strong woman, dog. Because
we're a whole mental case.
Man, I tell people, hey, she's my rock.
Yeah.
And if I was a crackhead, I still wouldn't smoke her. You know what I mean? That's how good of a rock she is, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But.
Nah, I feel you, man. No, that's dope. No, thank you for, you know, bringing out the family. And it's always a good time to have the family, the kids play. And,
hell yeah, that's what I like.
Hey, man, that's what makes, I think, us as dads, as fathers, as family men, you know what I mean? It's just like getting along and having the kids get along. And
that's how you form families, dog, you know? You just make that connection right there. Yeah. One family to another. Now our family just got bigger.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. No, I appreciate that. You know, this is all. This is all on some real shit.
Oh hell yeah,
it's
yeah,
all
dog.
Some real shit. You know, like
fuck yeah.
Anytime I brought Love Machine on. You know, I asked him to come on. We're gonna do something. We're just chilling out. So we just came to say what's up. But yeah, Love Machine. He's a upcoming comedian, upcoming actor comedian. You know, so that's something that we want to salute you, Love Machine. Keep up the great work. Keep doing what you do. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
And we're a fan of that. You know?
Thank you. You know, little by little, you got to crawl before you walk. So, you know what I mean? I'm taking my little baby crawl, but eventually I'm going to get up, run, skip, hop, jump a fence. You know how those Mexicans do.
Hey, motherfucker, we got to go over it, through it,
under it, shit.
Around that bitch.
We'll teleport over there, motherfucker. We'll find a way over, dog.
Fuck, man. Yeah. No, that's good. So, what you got going right now as far as, like, work? What you got? What are you working on right now?
Right now, I'm focused on a little bit of everything. I'm doing skits right now, and you know, I'm putting it out on Instagram,
yeah,
TikTok, and YouTube.
Yeah,
and it's the Love Machine 144.
Yeah,
you can find that on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And then now we just formed another brand. Me and my boy Dopey, Texas, Two Souls, homie Cricket. And a couple other characters. I don't know if I should speak their name right now. But
yeah. That's dope.
We just started Cover Your Ass Entertainment.
Yeah.
CYA.
Okay.
A name the homie Dopey came up with.
That's dope.
And Texas and them. And, you know, we're going to start pushing all our content through that brand right now.
Okay.
So, well, you can still catch me in all the other ones. But, yeah, we're just trying to build a platform and that's where we're at right now. And thank you everybody for support, you know, supporting the homie Primo, supporting me, you know, just supporting Raza, period.
Yeah.
And at the same time, doesn't have to be Raza's anybody, you know what I mean? Yeah. We're all humans, we're all people, just support, don't hate. You know what I mean? But, you know, we need haters. We need the yin and yang. You know what I mean? Sometimes the haters push us even more. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I feel you on the yin and yang.
Yeah.
But as far as that, yeah. I mean, I think Raza, this last 3 years, 5 years, call it 5 years, it's been moving and moving and moving up. So, I mean, as far as moving up, like, the one thing that you say is about, like, not being someone that, you know, hates. Being positive to me is just not being negative. Exactly. So just like if it's not something that it's for you, why talk bad about it? Show us your teeth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And talk shit.
Yeah.
And if it's not for you and you don't, you know what I mean, just keep pushing. You know? So that's something that, you know, we got to kind of avoid these talking shit to each other because you already know how we are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If somebody says something, cross the line, it's gonna happen. Yeah. And that's what we don't want.
That's what we got to still avoid.
Yeah, but no, as far as the entertainment, good job. I know I've seen some of you guys' skits, Cover Your Ass Entertainment. It looks good. I'm happy that you guys have a team going. You guys have a squad. You guys have a group of people that are striving for something, and that's to make people laugh.
Yes.
You know, that's to put a people, you know, a smile on someone's face. So salute to all of you guys. Big shout out to Cover Your Ass Entertainment. So everybody on In Connection, it's all love and respect to Mr. Love Machine and the rest of the crew. You know, make sure you guys follow him. And you know, like you said, Love Machine, you can find him on a lot of different videos, a lot of different things. But what are you guys coming up? Like, what's your guys' next event or next filming day?
Tomorrow we try to do Sundays, it Sundays. Yeah,
December 6th.
Yes, we're gonna be doing a couple of skits. Cheech Marin skit. They say I look like Cheech Marin, but the COVID version.
Oh yeah,
because I'm fatter. You know what I mean? But but I mean,
the extra tortillas on them.
You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna do some funny skits, and at the same time, we're gonna show you how we can diversify and show you all the other sides of us. We could be a serious cats if we want to be. You know, we're already doing the funny, so we could be serious. Just different type of, be versatile, you know?
Yeah, no.
Serious, goofy, funny.
So Cheech Marin, that's something that, you know, he's dropping it here, so be on the lookout for that. You know, we can't disclose on what he's going to do with it, but, yeah. You know, obviously just, you know, Love Machine is somebody that you always like to tune in, even if it's some bullshit. Nah, it's always good shit. I mean, when I say good shit or bullshit, it's just how we shoot the shit, you know?
Yes, sir.
That's just what it is, and, you know, if you can't take it, you got to get out the kitchen. It's too hot, you know? So, and that's something with I've learned, you know, being around Raza, Chicanos, you know, being on the corner and shooting the shit with your friends.
Oh, man.
I think that's sometimes one of the first things I ask you, what do you like about comedy? You know, when you're able to be yourself and be funny and make the homies laugh, I feel like that's where this comes from, you know, like having like a comedy side to certain people in the hood.
Yeah.
You know, so like if you guys got these skits going, like I want to ask, who's one of your favorite comedians of all time?
Oh, shit. I got a couple, dude. Fucking I like George Lopez. Richard Pryor was funny. Yeah. Richard Pryor was straight raw.
Yeah.
Older cat. He gave it out. Like,
oh, yeah.
Boom. George Lopez, Felipe Esparza.
Yeah, oh, he's dope.
And I just met fucking Gilbert Esquivel.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fan of that guy, and I finally met that dude, and he tore down the house. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's our legend in the game. Yeah. Paul Rodriguez, another cat también.
Oh, yeah. Paul Rodriguez, you know, is like the first that I remember, yeah.
You know, Cheech también, you know, he does his thing. Yeah, and you can't forget about the homie Fluffy.
Iglesias,
dog. So.
So, like, right now, like, what comedian do you see that's on the... Oh, rise that you would say, like, on the West Coast or even Texas, Arizona? I know, hey, shout out to, you know, the East Coast and everybody else out there. There's some people that listen here on the from Ireland and other countries. But, hey, on the West Coast right now, who do you see, like, an upcoming comedian that you see, you know, doing something really good for the, you know, for the comedy world coming up? He's on the rise. You see him maybe doing some stand-up comedy that's doing really good, like at the Improv or something like that that's coming up, you know?
Oh, man, dude. I haven't really been out there like that, scoping the new talent now.
Okay.
But probably that one fool, Máquina de Amor, you know, he's going to get into it, dog, so...
Yeah,
you know, he's going to try to get his feet wet, so...
Yeah, no, I heard of that guy. Hey, so we're going to work on that event, hopefully.
Hopefully,
we got to work on that.
We got to get that ball rolling, man. We got to work on that. We're going to get the ball rolling, dude. So.
That's dope, man. So, yeah, no, thank you guys for tuning in. This is In Connection Podcast with Primo. We got the Máquina de Amor, Máquina de Amor, bring it back.
The love machine player.
Yeah, so, I mean... If man, so as far as Christmas is around the corner, 2021 is coming to an end. Let's close this motherfucker out and close it out right. You know, go hard, keep it up. Young comedians, people that are trying to get into a new wave of a career or something that they love to do, like do comedy, do art, be a musician, something that you love to do. Get out there and do it. You know. Life's too short for us to talk shit about. And if people talk shit, that's fine. Let them do that. It's on them. Hey, it's okay.
Don't give them the light, player. That's the one thing you have to do. People talking shit, ignore it. Be the bigger person. Take the high road.
Don't even ignore give them baby wipes. Yeah. Fuck that.
Don't acknowledge them. Yeah. Let them do what they do. And you know what I mean? Just keep pushing. Keep doing you.
Yeah.
Oy, wey. Goddamn, Primo.
Yeah.
Primo got the top shelf right here. What's the name of this one, Primo?
That's that White Angel.
Ooh, that White Angel player.
That's a White Angel exclusive. Hey, yeah, man. So that's big. Let's keep that going. Positive vibes to you, homie. You know,
thank you, man. Thank you. Same here.
You know, thank you guys for tuning in. It's just a quick, something quick, but also, you know, just to get to know Love Machine, who he is, what he does. He's, you know, what would you say? What would you put yourself under as far as like category? You're a comedian, actor, comedian.
Well, I've always been a funny bunny, so I want to say I'm gonna go with starting comedian. An actor, because I like, you know, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand, you know what I mean? So, you know, stay tuned, because this is the first of the first interview of many, and hopefully the next time we kick it, you'll get more in depth, and I'll tell you a little bit more about my background. Yeah. And
you want to do that.
And, you know, because we all got a story to tell.
Yeah.
Mine ain't no different, you know what I mean? But we're just, you guys learn a little bit more about me.
That's what's up. I like that. I appreciate that. You heard it here. You know, he said, hey, he's going to come back. So
however,
we got to hold him down, you know, hold him to it. So,
hell yeah. Man of my word.
Hey, he is. He told me. He's like, hey, I'll come up there, watch the fight. We watched the fight today, Mr. Jojo Diaz versus Devin Haney in Las Vegas MGM. We had some family and friends out there. Shout out to Victor, Herrera. He was out there. Diligent Boxing. He was out there. Yeah. So it's like, big shout out to them. They got to see the fight firsthand. They said it was a good fight. And we saw it. It was a good fight. So the next fight is tomorrow, December 5th, is Tank Davis versus Isaac Cruz, and I think it's gonna be a good one tomorrow. Yeah. It's gonna be a banger. So it's like I like that one. But yeah, that's it. We're gonna sign out right here. You know, it's a big shout out to Love Machine. Muchas gracias. Thank you for coming through. Any last words to the people listening?
You know, con ganas, dale ganas right there. You know what I'm saying? That's what you gotta do. Always give whatever you're doing con ganas.
That's right. I love that. Appreciate that. Thank you for coming by. Hey, In Connection Podcast, Primo, Love Machine, we're signing out. Peace, love, and chicken grease or taco grease, grease, whatever it is. Love it. Hey, live your life and live it right. That means moving forward.
That's right. Hell yeah. Inspirational words right there.
Vámonos, con ganas.
Ganas.
Chic.
everybody. You're in connection with Primo.
What's up, everybody? This is Primo on Prime Time.